It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to have to continue to go with cattle. Feeder cattle, you know, we did have a little bit of a retracement in both live cattle and feeder cattle. Looked like we were going to have a decent sell-off. But then towards the end of last week, we saw cattle start to firm back up again. And actually, feeder cattle closing back up again into contract highs and the deferred contracts. We're up against contract highs in the live cattle. So that's a market that just isn't quite ready to give it up yet.
Yep. Well, even the lean hog market looks like everybody's holding their breath waiting to see if this is a reversal or not.
Well, exactly. I mean, that had a good week last week, too. So hopefully that's starting to turn. Of course, if we can see the lean hog market start to have a recovery, that's going to help maybe push the live cattle, because now all of a sudden cheap pork in the restaurant or in the grocery store won't overshadow the beef, because they'll both be going up at the same rate.
Right. What's not hot with this market then?
You know, I'm going to have to go with wheat and with the crude oil market. Both came under some heavy selling pressure here to close out April, and we did see some losses last week in the energy market. We're seeing that continue here to start May. The wheat market trading down to lows we haven't seen in 21 to 24 months. So the wheat market also a little bit on the defense.
And that's kind of pulling the corn market with it.
It is. You know, corn also trading down to, it hasn't broke down to two-year lows, but it's down to contract lows now. And you know, favorable weather and a couple cancellations from China kind of put an extra pressure in on the corn market as well. But, yeah, they're tied together as they're right now competing for their share of the feed ration.
Yeah. And then planting progress. Everybody's expecting decent progress here to take off here now that things are warming up.
Yep, Northern Plains is looking at improving weather. The Corn Belt is looking at warm, dry conditions for another week yet. So for us, we look dry for the next 2 weeks and warm.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.